The Sultan of Sizzle. The Titan of Toastiness. The Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones. Those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard. They have the backyard. Because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
And now joining us on the Zach Gelb Show is the Pro Football Hall of Famer, Brian Urlacher. Brian, always appreciate the time. How are you?
Doing good, Zach. Thanks for having me on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming on. So how's your golf game been? I could imagine you probably hit the ball like a country mile, right?
When I hit it good, yes. But when I don't hit it good, which is most of the time, it goes a lot of different directions. But I love the game. It's a blast. You know, it gives me something to do now with all my free time being retired.
You know, you didn't come off to me as like someone when you were playing that was ever nervous. There was always a confidence about you. But golf is such a humbling game. When you participate in something like this, do you get nervous where you just don't want to embarrass yourself with how easy it is to embarrass yourself with golf?
You're exactly right. Golf, I don't think I ever feel like easy, like it's at ease. It's always hard for me. Not sure if all the guys feel like that who play in these tournaments, but it's just, there's people out there. You don't want to hit pedestrians or people watching, obviously the fans out there. And it is so easy to embarrass yourself because you can hit a fat shot. You can top one. Not a lot of good things can go right, but a lot of things can go wrong.
Talking to Brian Urlacher right now. So it is conference championship weekend. Everyone remembers when you punched your ticket to the Super Bowl with the Bears taking care of the Saints all these years later. What are the memories that come back to mind when you look back at that day?
That was a fun day. You know, we were at home at Soldier Field. We got the George Halas Trophy, which is the founder of the Bears. You know, we got it presented to us at Soldier Field. Just started snowing in the fourth quarter there. It was awesome. And then we lost it 2010 at home. Green Bay beat us, and they went on to beat Pittsburgh in the Super Bowl. So it was a great day, the first one. The second one wasn't that great, but then we would go on to lose to the Colts 2 weeks later. But it's a fun weekend for football. I like watching these games because there's so much meaning to them.
And we all remember how that Super Bowl started with Devin Hester doing what Devin Hester does with the kickoff return. I know he's up for the Hall of Fame. Special teams is always an interesting topic. To me, he's a Hall of Famer, but what would you say if you had to advocate for your former teammate?
I mean, he's the best who's ever done it in his position, right? I mean, no one's ever done it better than him. He changed the game at the kickoff return, punt return. People schemed for him. They had to change their whole game plan, field position-wise, based on what he could do. So he'll get in. I don't know when he will. I don't know how. You look at the list of people that are eligible every year he's been a candidate or a finalist. It's tough, man, because there's some great – I think Julius Peppers is a finalist this year. Dwight Freeney's a finalist. There's some great players. I'm leaving guys out, obviously, but there's so many great players every year who are on that list, so it's tough to pick.
Yeah, and you could only put so many in from each class. And, like, hey, a guy like Jerry Kramer, right, who eventually got in, you know, he had to wait the longest time to get in. And, you know, just as long as you're on the ballot or you still have someone advocating for you, I guess there's always hope.
Yeah, you know, I was so happy Jerry got in with our class, by the way. He's a great man, a great player, obviously, with the Packers back in the day. But, yeah, you just don't know what – like, I don't know how the voting works. I don't understand it. I've never understood it. I don't know why some guys go in, some guys don't, and they put him in. We'll put him in next year because we have to put so-and-so in this year. If you're going to have to go in that year, why shouldn't you be in there? There's a lot of politics involved with that stuff, I guess.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Talking to the Pro Football Hall of Famer, Brian Urlacher. You know, I don't know if you still miss playing the game because you've been away from it for so long. But when you think back at your career, like you had an iconic career. People say the name Urlacher and everyone knows what you did on a football field. But what are some of the things that still come to mind to you about what you were able to accomplish with your story and your background?
Just where I came from, number one, you know, small town in New Mexico, had one offer for football in college at the University of New Mexico, accepted it, obviously. It's my only offer, so I went there, and I just kept getting better every year. You know, I was in college, I busted my butt, got better and better, and then obviously was able to get drafted by the Bears in the first round, and I think everything kind of fell into place there. My first 4 years were really good with Coach Duran there, and then when Lovey got there, and put me at the mic, or I was at mic already, but his cover two allowed me to kind of be an athlete in the middle and kind of run around, do some plays and do some things in the passing game, but also still support the run. But it was great. It was so much fun. I mean, I enjoyed going to work every day of my whole career. Not many people get to do that.
And it's also rare because you played your entire career in Chicago. Were you ever close to going somewhere else?
You know, the Bears always got my deal done early. So it never was. And then obviously my last year when they didn't renew my contract, I had the opportunities to go play somewhere else. But I think at that point, no one really wanted me. And I was too damn old anyway. So it worked out pretty good. Retired at the right time. And I was fortunate to stay 13 years with the Bears.
We're all getting ready for the games this weekend. Obviously, there's a big quarterback matchup between Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. I'm just wondering, you being one of the more iconic defensive players to ever lace him up, who was the toughest quarterback that you ever had to prepare for?
Oh, they're all so good. You know, I played against Rodgers, played against Brady, Manning, Breeze, Vic. I'm sure I'm leaving guys out as well. Phillip Rivers was awesome as well. They're all so good. Rodgers gave us fits. You know, we played him twice a year. And the thing he did, he always knew what defense you were in before the ball was set. Most of the good ones do. And he was mobile enough to give himself time in the pocket. And he could, if he needed to scramble, he could. But he always gave us fits. Brett did as well. Brett was awesome as well. Love playing against him for those few years I got to. But they're all so damn good. It's hard to pick one guy. Michael Vick was probably my favorite out of all those guys. Just, man, your whole defense had to be ready to play that day because of the running factor, obviously. But he threw the ball great. People don't give him enough credit for how well he threw the football.
And I don't even know how you're supposed to play defense now these days. Like, no one knows what pass interference is.
Man.
I have no clue how you hit the quarterback. And then all the quarterbacks now have legs, too, so it makes it so tough.
Yes. Zach, on 3rd and 15 or 3rd and 20, there's going to be a defensive penalty.
Yeah.
Whether it's legal contact, a phantom holding call. If it's a big play in the game, there's going to be a defensive penalty somewhere. Offside or something, it never fails. I'm sitting there watching it with my wife. I'm like, hey, there's going to be a penalty on this play. Just watch. Or fourth and six or whatever it is. Always a defensive penalty. It drives me. I feel bad for the DBs. How do you play defense on a guy when you can't touch him after 5 yards? You can barely touch their jerseys before that. It's tough, man. I don't know how they do it.
And not only that, every time there's a rule that favors the defense, they try to change it. Like, for a while, I was of the belief that you fumble the ball out of the end zone. Well, you could fumble it at the one, you get the ball back at the one, but you fumble it out of the end zone. You know, I thought you should get the ball back, but there's no rules that favor the defense left in that one. So I actually think if you fumble the ball out of the end zone now, it should be a touchback and go to the other team.
It should. Well, that happened last week, right? Was the Chiefs game? I think that's always been that way, but one of the few rules that actually benefits the defense. I think if a quarterback or the runner fumbles on fourth down, the ball's dead there because no one else, unless the guy who fumbles it recovers it past the first down, it's dead there. But, yeah, we don't have many that go in our favor on the defensive side of the football. But it's amazing how good – that's why it's amazing how good Baltimore's defense is. With all the rules stacked against them, they still every week show up and play good defense.
And could you imagine how many fines you would get? Not that you were a dirty player, but now you hit the quarterback and you can't have all your body weight land on the quarterback. It's just ridiculous.
How about you get a roughing the passer for a sack?
Yeah.
The guy actually has the football and they call roughing the passer on you when you get a sack.
Crazy.
I don't understand a lot of the things that are happening right now. I understand them because you want player safety for the quarterbacks. You know, I get that. Those are guys that make all the money. But it's very frustrating at sometimes to watch.
But we'll talk about Invited Celebrity Classic, the golf tournament, in just a bit. But I'd also be remiss. I know you do great work with Dicka and Jaws for the Gridiron Greats. I go to that party each and every year. Just tell some people what you do to try to help some of your former players or some players of the past that are still trying to figure out life and unfortunately have to deal with some of the nasty part of football.
Yeah, you know, I think most people think about NFL players or guys that played in the NFL and they're rich, they're well off, or they have good benefits. It's not like that for the guys who played in the 60s, 70s, 80s, even the 90s. The benefits are not what they should have been for these guys. And the NFL is not doing anything for them. You know, the NFL makes $10, $11 billion a year, something like that. And they don't – those guys that played are pretty much out of the picture for them. They get no benefits. So what Coach Dicka did is he started an organization called Dicka's Gridiron Greats. And he just tries to raise money to give back to those guys who don't have a lot right now, whether it's insurance, medical bills, roofing, housing, whatever it is, food. Just trying to give them a little bit of bump. And the party is February 8th at the M Resort in Vegas for the Super Bowl. Last year was the first time I went. It was awesome. You know, Jaws and I co-hosted because Coach Dick is, I think, he's staying down in Florida this year again. But it's a great – I mean, I was shocked how many former players and current
players – It's a great event.
– showed up to the event. I'd never been, so I didn't know. But I was pleasantly surprised at how many guys showed up to support Coach Ditka's organization there. It was really awesome.
Yeah, and I know Mark Singleton and Rudolph Foods and Southern Recipes very well.
Yes, he's awesome. He's a good guy. I like Mark.
Yeah, I've been going there ever since, I think, like 2013 or 2014, whenever the Super Bowl was in New Orleans, and it is all class all the way. All righty, Brian Urlacher, the Pro Football Hall of Famer here with us. The biggest question in Chicago right now, they have the number one overall pick. Should they trade Justin Fields and draft a quarterback like Caleb Williams? What would you do if you were running the Bears?
I would have drafted C.J. Stroud last year. So, you know, they had the number one pick last year. I know everyone was high on Bryce Young, but you look, you know, everyone always talks about the guy. Like they said, the Bears passed up on Deshaun Watson when they took Mitch Trubisky. Well, you can say the same thing last year. They passed up on C.J. Stroud as well. They traded that pick. Could have taken him. But, I mean, it's not good to have the number one pick 2 years in a row. Obviously, this year they got it because of the trade with Carolina. But I think they have to take Caleb. You know, I don't think there's any way around it this year. If you don't take him, it turns out to be great. But having said that, Justin Fields played good at the end of the season last year as well. It's tough. Their defense really played good, I think, the second half of the season. I don't watch a lot of their games, but they played better in the second half. But I think if Caleb's available there, you have to take him.
And I thought they played well, like you said, down the stretch. So there's a reason to make the case to keep a Fields, right? Bring him back, Matt Eberflus, as head coach. But there was a lot of buzz that maybe they should have taken a swing at Jim Harbaugh. Do you think that was a mistake that they didn't pursue Harbaugh this offseason?
Well, the Bears couldn't pay him what he's going to be paid. They would, but they won't, if that makes sense. They won't pay him what he probably deserves or what the Chargers paid him. So that was probably never on their radar. I like what Eberflus did. You know, he's a defensive head coach and they play good defense. You know, and to your point earlier about Justin Fields being the quarterback, if you're asking in year three if he's still the guy, he's probably not the guy. You know, if you give him 3 years and you don't know the answer to that question, then he's probably not the guy. And he played better last year. I'll give him that. But I just don't think he's going to be the guy going forward for them.
All righty. Before we let you run, always appreciate you to jump on board with us. Tell us once again what you're doing with this big golf tournament coming up.
Oh, yeah, the Invited Charity Celebrity Classic. It's in Dallas at Las Colinas. Great event. This will be the third year we've had it down there. Hard golf course, at least it's hard for me. We play with the Champions Tour players. We have the celebrity, you know, side of it as well. I think the purse for the celebrities is like $500,000, a little more for the Champions Tour guy. Yeah, you got some Hall of Famers in there from golf, obviously. And then you have quite a few Hall of Famers as well from baseball, football, basketball. It's cool. It's a fun week. They do a good job. They have a lot of money back for charity in the Dallas area as well. But it's a fun event. You know, we had a pretty good crowd turnout the last couple of years as well. So it's been a lot of fun.
And once again, tickets are free. Fans just need to register at www.invitedcelebrityclassic.com. You can also watch it live on the Golf Channel all 3 days of competition, April 19th to the 21st. Brian, I'll see you in Vegas. Appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
All right, Zach. Take care, man. See you.
A Peanut Butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort. Coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.
Every year, one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services, so your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. It's like your own personal post office. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.